Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Welcome to my podcast channel. If you're just joining me, this is Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. I talk about things relating to Africans, especially Africans living in America, and I'm Nigerian, and so I always come from that Nigerian perspective. So yeah, welcome. It's July and I noticed that it's wedding season. A lot of people like to get married in the summer in America. So many summer weddings. This year alone, I have 3 weddings to attend. I'm super excited. But I also noticed that this is a time that I get a lot of questions about African weddings. People always ask me, you know, they're very intrigued by the culture. You know, they always want to know the reasoning behind some of the things that we do. And I just feel like July is a great month to just explain all these things because I'm going to be going to all these weddings and I'll be bringing you different content about African weddings. All right. So this month I'm going to be doing something really exciting. I'm going to have a series where I kind of break down the whole concept of an African wedding. So I'm going to start from dating and courtship, and then I'm going to move to the marriage rites like bride price, dowry, the traditional wedding, and finally I'm going to talk about other forms of wedding that we have, such as like denominational wedding, like Christian weddings. And yeah, so by the end of July I'm going to be able to give you a cheat sheet on how African weddings work. And so I feel like that will answer a lot of questions because I get these questions all the time. All right. If you have questions or if you have comments or if you feel like I'm leaving something out, please feel free to reach out to me and I'll be sure to incorporate it into the next episode. And the way that you can do that is you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, Tales of an African Princess in America, or you can send me an email, talesbydrozzy@gmail.com, and I'll be able to incorporate thoughts and your comments into my next episode. All right. Okay, so today we are talking, first off, oh my goodness, happy 4th of July. I hope you did all the fun things. I was on a bridge in my city watching the most amazing fireworks show. It was beautiful and I really, really enjoyed it. I live in Nashville and I really, really enjoyed watching the fireworks that the city put out yesterday. So that was amazing. Yeah, we had fun. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about dating and courtship in the African context, all right? And I'll really be talking about in the Nigerian context because Africa is a big continent. It has 54 countries in it. And even though it has 54 countries, each country has different ethnic groups and different tribes, and we all have different cultures. So there are similarities across, but it's very unique. And so I'm going to be talking more of from the Nigerian perspective. So one of the questions I get the most from guys is, why are Nigerian girls so uptight? You know, they're like, I'm trying to date a Nigerian girl, but she's so serious all the time. You know, she can't just chill and have fun. And I'm just like, there is a reason, you know, that Nigerian girls seem to be uptight. Okay. So the reason is because we pretty much are raised. So when I say we, and I mean the typical Nigerian girl, there are always exceptions, remember. There are always exceptions to the rule. But for the most part, this is kind of how it is, right? So we're kind of raised in a way that, okay, so the things that are most important are God, education, and marriage, all right? How you get from childhood to marriage is a mystery. Like, dating is not encouraged. So that is something that you kind of have to figure out as you grow, but it's not really encouraged. You're not encouraged to date. And so you find that a young girl goes into school, your parents are like, man, face your book, which means kind of like, pay attention to your studies. All right. Your parents are giving you advice the night before you go to school. At least mine did. What they're saying to me is, boys can come later. Don't worry about boys. You know, focus on your studies. When you graduate, you can have any boy you want, is what they tell you. And then when you go to school, you graduate, they're like, okay, now you've gotten your first degree, they're like, okay, you need to get your master's. Okay, so you get your master's degree, at least that's what it was for me, and I ended up getting a PhD. And then they're like, okay, so where is the guy? So there's not that conversation of dating, really. It's more like, be focused on education. You know, I'm sure you've heard that Nigerians are one of the most educated in America, and that's true because education is a big deal for most people in Nigeria, most people who can afford it. And even people who cannot afford it, they struggle and they borrow and they make all these sacrifices so that their kids can get educated. All right. And so there's that big push for education. And then after that, only then will they say, oh, on the day of your graduation, your parents, you know, are like, which one of these guys is the one? And you're just like, listen, we've never had this conversation. And so how is it now that you want to meet someone, you know? So it is always that leap from not having any conversation about dating to asking for, okay, so who's your husband? And so that's the thing, is how I learned about dating. I had, you know, older siblings, and so I kind of observed what they were doing. Also, one day I came back from school, my dad had left these books on dating on my bed, and that's kind of like how the conversation, we didn't really have that conversation, but there were books on my bed and I read them. So I understood where he was going. I know it's a difficult conversation to have because it's not encouraged. Dating isn't really encouraged. A typical Nigerian girl will have a list of things in a guy that she wants. And the reason is because the mindset is the man is supposed to provide, the man is supposed to take care of you. And so you want to be able to have a man who can provide and who can. So there's a list. Everyone has either a mental list or a physical list of things that they want in a guy, trying to figure out who will be able to provide. All right. And there's nothing bad with in that. I mean, I feel like knowing what you want is actually the first step to getting what you want. If you don't know what you want, you're never going to get what you want. All right. So you need to know what you want. If you haven't thought about this, I feel like four things are super important when it comes to dating in Nigeria. All right. Number one is family. Let's talk a little bit about that. So I told you that the conversation about dating never really, really comes up, especially people who were born in the 80s. I can speak for that. But people who were born in maybe the 90s, I don't really know what's going on right now. I feel like people are changing, but not that rapidly. For the most part, it's not a conversation that you have with your father or your mom about dating. Maybe your mom, but not like, I have a boyfriend. What? If you ever told your parents that you had a boyfriend, at least in my home, you just make sure that you're getting A's in school and make sure you're not doing anything wrong, which is almost impossible because everything that you do outside of that is because you have a boyfriend. So if you did anything wrong, it's like, oh, it's because of your boyfriend. You know, you're not focusing on the things that you need to be focusing on. And so it's almost never really came up that, you know, there's a guy in the picture. No. As a guy, you know, you don't just go to your girlfriend's, the girl that you're dating, you don't just go to her home to visit, because chances are her parents don't even know that she has a boyfriend. So you showing up there to hang out is like, what's going on here? I remember when I was younger and I had a couple of friends come to my house. I was in high school to visit me, and I knew one of them really, really liked me. And, you know, we're sitting in the living room just talking, and next to my mom comes, and my mom is like, yeah, I'm gonna need Ozzy to do some house chores for me, and that cannot happen because you guys are here. I if you don't mind, it's time for her to do certain things. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that would happen, is your parents will just not allow you to spend too much time with boys because you have other things that you can be doing with your time, other things that are more valuable. So it's kind of how it was growing up. So you don't just show up to your girlfriend's house and say, oh, I went to go visit her. Chances are nobody knows you there. You're a big secret. And so she might not even come out of the house. Another thing is, we had landlines growing up, like landlines. Those kind of landlines where there's one line in the living room, there's another one next to my dad's bed in his bedroom. So it's the same line. And so I would tell people, call me, but don't call me at certain times, because if you call me at some time, my dad's going to pick up. And if you say you're looking for me, I'm just going to be like, I don't know who that is. Because it's just the easier way to go. If I start saying, okay, I know who it is. Okay, where did you meet him? He's a boy. Okay, what is the connection? It's going to lead to too many things. So just call me when I tell you to call me. All right. So there was that growing up. So you see what I'm trying to say is, this whole dating thing is something that, yeah, it happens, but it's usually kept under wraps. It's not something that you advertise to your parents like, oh, I have a boyfriend. No. Okay. So family is so important. Like right from when we're kids, you know, our parents start putting into us that whole nurturing
qualities or skills of a wife. So your mom is teaching you how to cook, how to clean the house, you know. So it's very hard to find a Nigerian girl who cannot cook. And of course, there are people who cannot cook, you know, but if you find most Nigerian girls who grew up in Nigeria, there's a big emphasis on cooking, on cleaning, on, you know, taking care of the home. Every day you have chores, you know, your parents are constantly tasting your food. Like, I hope you're learning, things like that. So most Nigerian girls know how to cook. And so I've talked about your parents being really strict. We don't really talk about dating. It happens, but it's kind of like hidden. The next thing I'm going to talk about is religion. So the next thing that really affects dating in Nigeria is religion. The typical Nigerian is very religious. So we can't say anything without infusing our beliefs into what we're saying. For instance, you might be making plans with someone to meet up next week. And they're going to say stuff like, okay, see you next week, God willing. And the reason why they say that is because we're really, really religious people. One of the ways to know if a girl really likes you is she trying to get you to come to her church? And the reason is because that's like validation right there. Every girl wants a guy who loves God, who pretty much believes the same as she does. And once she starts getting into, once she starts asking you questions like, okay, would you come to my church, inviting you to church, just know that she's really, really into you, because we're very religious people. And it affects everything that we do. And the third one, I kind of touched on it earlier, is education. Education is a big deal for most Nigerian families, just so the kids can go through school. So the average person is making sure that, you know, the kids are striving and attaining, and it's, you know, our parents would pay for our college education. So we don't really have the loan situation where you go to college and you owe so much, because your parents sacrificed so much for you to go to college. And so that's the good thing. Because of that, when we're also making that list of the kind of people that we want to date or marry, looking out for someone who is also educated, or who is getting an education, or who is thinking about growth, basically. And so it influences the kind of person or the kind of man that you'd want to be with. Someone has said to me that Nigerian girls are very materialistic, you know, they're only looking for doctors and MDs and, you know, all whatnot. And it's not that we're looking for MDs or doctors, it's just that you're looking for people who are professionals, who are growing, who are educated. Education is a big deal, you know, and it plays a role in everything that we do. The reason why I would say you think that a Nigerian girl who just came from Nigeria, you know, who is in America, you're thinking she's so uptight, it's not that she's uptight, it's just that when we date, we have marriage in mind. So we don't just date for the sake of dating. We're dating because we can't go into a relationship just because you want to hang out with someone. No, you're going into a relationship with someone that you can potentially marry. In the scenario where you find a girl moving in with her boyfriend, it's not something that would be really frowned upon if it were to happen in Nigeria, because it's not something that our culture would permit, because we have a lot of steps between meeting a guy and marriage. There's so many rites and cultural practices that have to take place before you can even go and live with a guy. So it's not something that is encouraged at all. Okay, so I've talked about family, I've talked about education, I've talked about religion, and now I'm going to talk about culture. All right, dating is important, but the truth is, when Nigerian ladies date, we're actually thinking about marriage. Okay, and so you're looking for someone who shares like a similar culture to yours, because we have so many ethnic groups and we're so different. People prefer to date people who speak the same language as they do. All Nigerians don't speak the same language. Yeah, so it's just easy to be with someone who speaks the same language. You know, so people try to look out for these things. People do things similarly. You know, people tend to look out for that. So if the relationship is not working, you know, there are situations where girls are asking guys like, what is this relationship about, where is this going? You know, I've definitely asked someone like, where is this relationship headed, because I don't want to waste my time, and I know what I want from a relationship, and if I'm not getting it, then it's better to move on, right? Yes. So you would get people ask those questions, you get Nigerian ladies ask those questions. It's not because they're uptight or because they're so serious. No, it's just because we've been trained in such a way that we know that dating leads something to something else, and that something else is marriage. Yeah. So there are different pros and cons of this, the way it works, you know, the whole dating in secret or not talking to your parents about it. The truth is, before we bring anyone to our parents, you know, your father's presence is not where you want to bring any random person. Your father's presence is not where you want to just show up and say, this is my boyfriend. Like, boy, what? So the presence of your dad is just like, okay, this is the guy that I'm going to marry. Or this is the guy that I think I'm going to marry. This guy has said he's going to marry me. You know, blah, 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 blah. That's the guy you bring home. It's not the random guy who is just like trying to date you in secret. No. When you meet the one and you think that this is the one, then you bring that one to your parents. That's kind of how it works. And the good part about it is that you're not bringing everyone home to your parents. You're bringing only the one that you think is going to be serious, and you're sparing them that time. But the bad thing I would say about it is when you do fall in love, your parents are the last to know. And I think that's a tragedy. I feel like they should be involved from the get-go. But because of the way it is, it's just difficult to get them involved, basically. Another good thing about it is most Nigerian ladies know how to cook, all right? It's very rare that you find a Nigerian lady who does not know how to cook, all right? We're very religious people. You have to keep that in mind so you don't go making jokes about things that are sacred, I guess. We have a strong sense of family, but the disadvantage of this way is that sometimes you miss some social cues. Like, because you haven't done a lot of dating, sometimes when you are thrown into a society like in the US where there's a lot of dating out here, I have to tell you guys, there's a lot of different kind of dating. People are online dating, people are meeting people through dating apps, you know, it's crazy. People are going on a lot of dates. So sometimes when a lady who isn't so used to this whole dating thing just gets thrown into a society where everyone is dating, you know, you can come off as being socially awkward. But it's not that you're socially awkward, it's just that you haven't come from a culture where it's the norm. Don't get me wrong, Nigerian ladies know how to have fun and they know how to have a good time, but when it comes to just dating for the sake of dating, it's not really something that we would want to do. At least I know that's not something that I would want to do. So I feel like that's the reason why people say that they're so uptight and they're so serious all the time. They're always trying to find out, where is this relationship going? I still think these are valid questions to ask if you're going to be in any kind of relationship. I don't think that you should date people for the sake of it or to learn people or learn how to date. I feel like you should be intentional about every relationship you find yourself in, even if it's just platonic relationship between friends. You know that you choose your friends wisely, and I think even dating, which could eventually lead to marriage, should be taken a little bit more seriously, don't you think? Yeah, people say that, you know, there's a checklist and Nigerian ladies are very materialistic, but the truth is, I cannot say this enough, if you don't know what you want, you're not going to get what you need. If you cannot tell the difference between what you want and what you do not want, then you end up having something that you don't desire. And so I feel like that list is important. It's not that you're going to say, okay, if you're not rich, I'm not going to date you or I'm not going to marry you. No, it's that you're saying, okay, these are things that are really important to me. I know the things that I cannot trade off. And as soon as I find these things, then I will move on to marriage. All right. So I hope you've learned a few things about African ladies, especially Nigerian ladies. I hope you've learned that even though we're serious minded, we still can have a good time. It's just that we might really want to know where the relationship is going quite early, because it's important to us to know. All right. Remember, this is my opinion. This is not all Nigerian ladies, okay? This is an opinion. This is a generalized statement, or this is like in general. Of course, when you start talking to each person, we're going to be different. We're going to be individually different, but this is something that cuts across like most people, okay? All right, guys. Next week, I'm going to tell you a little bit about bride price and dowry, and I'm going to answer all your questions about that. You know, people are like, do African girls get paid for, you know, things like that. So next week, I'm going to address that. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. I'll go ahead and have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you on my next episode next Thursday. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.